to be present in our connections this year in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen one more time. We're starting today a series for this month called I'm Connected. And the reason we're doing that is because we believe that God is really calling us in 2019 as a church to go much deeper in our connections with each other, and more importantly, more deeper in our connection and our relationship with God. So you're going to see in the coming very short weeks opportunities for you to connect, whether it's bowling or cooking or a Bible study or just motorcycle groups and whatever kind of groups and ideas that God gives us. We're going to move forward with opportunities for us to connect in greater ways, and then believe God that out of those connections, God is going to do some great things. You know, I like to watch sports, and I mention that probably almost every week. But there's something that happens in group activity when they're meant to work together. And that is that when teams play together, when they're on the same page, they have a greater opportunity to succeed than when it's just a bunch of individuals trying to do their own thing, pad their own statistics, do whatever will further their personal careers rather than what is best for the team. And that usually ends up in divided teams. And if you're a sports person, you know there's some of that going on in some of our teams right now with individuals doing their own thing. And those teams did not make the playoffs this year. And what I want to believe is going to happen in 2019 is that God is going to pull together and move together and build together not only your family relationships, but our church relationships, and most importantly, our relationship with God. Jesus is talking to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 12, and talking to some people who are trying to say that he was Satan, and can Satan cast out Satan, and all these different things. And Jesus comes back with a very simple response to that in Matthew 12, verse 25. He says, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. And Jesus makes this statement to let them know and to us know that if we are divided, although we are connected, we will be ruined. He says, and every city or household, that's our households, divided against itself will not stand. And so what Jesus is saying in that instance is that we are connected, we are family, but yet even though connected, you can live divided. Although connected, and together, you can be separated. You cannot be on the same page. But in order for us, in order for you and your family in 2019, I believe to reach the heights that God wants us to reach this year, it will happen because we're connected and we have God involved in that connectedness. If we don't, although we are connected, over time, connections begin to fall apart. Although people living in the same home are family and so connected because they're family, yet our families can live disconnected, divided, different vision, not going in the same direction. And so as we come to this year, you know, we always have a verse. In the last 2 years, we believe that God gave us Ephesians 3:20, and that's a great verse that never goes away. It's the foundation of our church, that along with many others, that we believe that God wants us to live life at a higher level, that God wants to do abundantly more than we could even ask or imagine. And so he's wanting us to think higher, to dream bigger, to reach for the stars spiritually, if you will, and to allow God to do something in our life that is greater than is currently happening. And so that will happen when we are connected to each other. But then there's one more connection that's really important. This last week, Dodie and I were out of town and relaxing and doing the things we like to do. And although both of us have been sick this whole week. We pulled it together to make sure we were here today. And as we were praying and as we were talking, I believe that God gave us this verse to help us in this next season of our life here at Mountain View and in our families. It's a verse that you might not think that a foundation should be built upon. You might not think this verse extends a lot of dreaming or a lot of visioning from it, but it does. And it's found in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Where Ecclesiastes in chapter 4, God is talking to us about how two is better than one. About how when two work together, they accomplish more. That's kind of where Dodi and I are at right now. We do a lot of things. Well, we do most everything together. We've been married too long now to not do everything together. But we took down our Christmas decorations because we were out of town. So we finally did that yesterday and the day before. And so we were bringing out the bins, because I don't know how you do it in your house, but here's how we do it in the heart. There are regular house decorations that go away during Christmas to make room for the Christmas decorations. So we pull out the Christmas bins, which are green and red, and we take off the lid, we take out the Christmas, and then we take the regular household that it doesn't belong during Christmas, and we put it away, and we put it in the storage. And so the other day, we were taking down all of our Christmas things, and we've been doing this a lot of years now, so we kind of know what goes in what bin. We don't have to say, you put that in that bin, and we just kind of know. So we can almost de-decorate without talking about it, but we do. And so as we're taking things down and then taking these bins down the stairs, and then we have a little crawl space where we stick these bins in. They're too heavy now. And so, I'm young but still strong, but I could have done it by myself, but I wanted her to feel needed. So she took the other end of the bin, and I took one end of the bin, and we shoved it in the storage space. And we began to realize, maybe more me, but I need her help to lift some of this heavy stuff now. And so we got it done quicker, and we got it done easier, and we got it done better. There's no doubt that when our families work together, we accomplish more. There is no doubt that when a church works together, it accomplishes more. There's no doubt that when our relationships support each other, we can accomplish a whole lot more. But let me take you to the verse that I believe that God has for us for this year. In that chapter, it's verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 says this. It says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, and a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Church, I believe that that's what God wants to have happen in your life, in your family, in my life, in my family, and in our church this year. And that is that not only are we going to work together, not only does God not want to find strength in you working together as a family, but most importantly, involving the third strand, which is God in a greater way, which will hold it together. And listen, what the enemy used to easily be able to tear apart, it's not going to happen anymore. There's not going to be any more easy tearing apart of what God is doing. When we put God as that third strand, it tightens everything up. It pulls everything together. We become stronger in our connections when we add God to it. We become stronger in our families when we add God in a deeper way. And so we want to connect with each other. We want to cook together. We want to bowl together. We want to motorcycle together. We want to, some of you, knit together. Maybe you want to crochet together. Maybe you want to, what else could we do together? Whatever you can think of. Whatever idea you might have. We're going to connect ourselves together in a greater way in 2019. Can somebody say amen? Why? Because God's going to be in the middle of it. God is going to be the strand that holds it all together. Let me take you to a few more verses. One is in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 says, God decided, here's a decision God made. It says, God decided in advance. He had planned this from the very beginning. God had decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. What gave God great pleasure? To bring us together. To bring you, to adopt you in the family of God. And church, here's what I want us to see this year. Here's what I believe God wants you to see. You are a part of his family. You've accepted him as the Lord and Savior of your life. You are connected to God. You are a part of his family. And he did that on purpose. Why did he do that? Well, he did it because it gave him great pleasure. He did it because he knows that if we live connected, it will bring us great pleasure. See, whether you admit it or not, and I hope you admit it, you are a part of the body of Christ. You are a part of his church. You are connected. But many times, like families, we are connected yet live disconnected. We don't experience the blessings of connectedness, the blessings of being connected to the church, of being connected to God's family, because although connected, we're living disconnected. It would be kind of like a family who goes to work and then comes home and then eats dinner, and then the husband goes to the TV downstairs and the wife goes to the TV upstairs, and the children go to their own room with their headphones and their own video games, and well, yet we are connected. We're all living disconnected. Just think the power that can come when we live connected. I heard a song the other day from some little squeaky mouse jazz singing lady who I never knew existed. But then I heard her song, and I was like, wow, that's kind of really simple. And in this song, I won't say her name, but in this song, she was singing about the fact that, are you troubled by all the always having to not miss a notification? Are you troubled about the fact that I might have missed that Facebook post? And then she goes, how about if we just play a game of checkers? How about if we just go back to the old phone tied to the wall? I thought, man, that is such a simple song, but yet so powerful. Because whereas we have so many ways to stay connected, we found ourselves more disconnected than ever. And I think that what God wants to do in 2019 is to say, let's get genuinely connected. Let's get genuinely connected, not only to each other, who are the body of Christ, who are the church of God. Let's get connected with the third strand that ties it all together with power and passion and purpose in 2019. See, you're here because you are adopted. You're here because you're a part of the connection. And it gives God great, great pleasure when we live connected. So I think that the church needs to know. I think that Mountain View needs to know. And this is why we do these prayer requests. And this is why we ask you to sign up. And this is why we ask you to connect. Because I think the church needs to know in 2019 that not only are we saying we're connected, we're going to be connected. I think that everybody needs to know that when you come to Mountain View, you are loved. You're not just said you're loved. You are loved and you are supported. And we will be there for you in your time of need. And we will be there for you in your time of greatness. Why? Because God is the thing that connects us together and causes us to accomplish great, great things. But the thing that I've learned about connecting over the years is that there's a point I want to give you, and it's the point that you have to choose to connect. Connecting is a choice. See, I am adopted in the body of Christ. When I got saved, I'm a son of God. That's amazing. Don't you think we should take advantage of being adopted in the family of God? I guarantee you, if you got adopted into Bill Gates' family, you'd be going like, so what do I get? What do I get? I mean, I get the best of everything, right? He'd be going, yeah, you get the best of everything. I mean, he told his kids years ago that they only get $10 million apiece. He's worth, what, $70 billion? But you only get $10 million apiece. I'd be like, I'm happy with one, but hey, praise the Lord, I'll take 10. God's got so much for us. If we realize we are part of the family of Almighty God. and how much he can give us and how much he wants to love us and how much he wants to connect us. But we have to choose to connect. We have to make that choice. We have to choose it. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19. Here's what God says. He says, "Now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian." See, what God wants us to realize is this is who we are. This is who you are. He doesn't want you to connect to the world. He wants you to connect to what you're already connected to. And we are adopted, and we are his sons. We are part of his family. We are a connected member, and we are needed and loved. And when we understand that, we won't connect to the wrong family. Come on, somebody. You won't connect to the world's dreams. You'll connect to God's dreams. You'll connect to God's vision and God's purpose for you. You'll stop listening to the voices of other family members. I don't mean your physical family members. You'll stop listening to the enemy's family voices who are out to destroy rather than to build. We need to connect to the family that we belong to. We need to stop sitting in our separate bedrooms. We need to stop doing what we think is right. And we need to come together and see what God can do when we are in deeper relationships with one another. So we need to choose to connect. It's a choice that you make. It's a choice I make every day. It's a choice I make every day to connect with God, to take the devotional that we give you to make it easier for you. It's a choice. I even read it every day. It's a choice I make to go deeper in God. I make a choice. It's a choice I make to make sure I start my day with God. Whether your day starts at 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning or 8 in the morning, you make a choice that today is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad. It's a choice I make to connect with heaven each and every day. It's a choice that I have to make. It's a choice that you have to make. I believe that verse in Ecclesiastes tells us that if we'll understand who we are as being connected in the body of Christ, and if we'll wrap God around that, then I believe that God's going to show us some amazing things that happen when we realize who we are connected to. Okay, so in when you go to a TV show, do you ever notice how, like, when you go like to when you watch a TV show, like everybody just spontaneously claps really loud? Well, it's because there's somebody holding up a card, right? So they know when to clap. So someone holds up a card. Okay, yell, shout now. Ready now, shout. Here comes Oprah. Shout, Oprah! They hold up a card so the people will know. So I believe that God wants to have you connected, and God wants to wrap his Holy Spirit around you to intertwine some favor and some blessing in your life in 2019. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's get excited about the right things this year. Let's get pumped up about what it means to be the church, about what it means to be the family of God. Everything else out there is divided more than ever before, it seems like, right? So let's connect to the thing that connects us. Let's connect to what we're already connected to, and let's take advantage of what it means to be born in the family of God and live in his household. But you have to choose. You have to choose to come out of your bedroom. You have to choose to come home on time. You have to choose to be a part of the family. So let's choose. The second thing that I want us to choose to share is to share. Choose to share. Not just choose to connect, but let's choose to share. Well, what does that mean? Acts chapter 2 is talking to us about how the church first came together. And when they first came together, it says they were under one voice. They came together and they submitted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They submitted themselves to breaking bread. They submitted themselves to sharing so that everybody was taken care of. And in verse 44 of Acts chapter 2, it says, "And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had." All the believers met together in one place and shared everything that they had. Well, what that meant back then, you might say, well, Pastor, it was different then than it is now. And in a sense, you would be right. There's a few hundred Christians coming together. They had just gotten saved and baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And they had needs, and no one else was going to take care of them. So they would come together, and they would sell some things, and they would make sure everybody had enough to eat. And this new movement, this new Christianity was getting its start. And you would be right. But what does it mean for us today? Maybe it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody sells their stuff and everybody makes sure everybody has enough stuff. Let's take out the stuff and let's get the spiritual connection. Because there are some things that you need to share to bless somebody else. And there are some things that if you would share, it would bless somebody else. Because you've got a testimony of how God saved your marriage. And if you would connect with someone else and share your story, it could save theirs. You've got a testimony as to how you were once addicted to something that you were addicted to, whether drugs or alcohol or sex or whatever. But then God sets you free. And you've got a testimony that if you share with somebody else who's going through that issue, it could get them out and help them be delivered. Maybe it's not that serious. Maybe it's just simply, hey, I'm just struggling with feeling needed. I'm just struggling with, I don't know if that anybody loves me, man. Well, you know what? Let's get together and connect. And you know what? I used to feel like that too. I used to feel like I was just all by myself and I was lonely. And I know people hugged me on Sunday and told me they loved me, but I don't know that I never got. Well, let me tell you, you know what? I used to feel that too. But then I got connected and I got in a group and I met some people and I realized, you know what? They really do care. They really do love. I began to make some best friends. I began to realize that if I'm going to be connected, it's a choice. You see, I talk about my wife a lot because she's like, next to God, she's my star. I mean, Dodie has this friend that she's had all of her life. When they were growing up in Brazil as missionary families together, they just connected and they've been friends all their life. They're still friends today. We were up north a little bit and even drove through the town they were in and called them. Why? It's just my friend. I'm going to connect, you know. And I remember early, I used to be kind of jealous about that. I was like, I don't have any lifelong friends. But then I look back at my life and see I got saved in my senior year of high school, and I had to make a choice to leave all of my friends because they were not good friends. And if I stay connected to these friends, these so-called friends are going to keep me where I am rather than me letting loose of those friends and making new friends. That's a tough choice. As a senior in high school, to leave every single friend? I had no friends. And so I went to Brazil. And I joined this little mission team. Well, it's just me and God, just me and God. But I am not going back to those friends. And I met my best friend. Who'd ever thought in the middle of a jungle? I said this a couple weeks ago. You know, I was just sitting there. All of a sudden, I'm like, who's that girl swinging on this vine in this tree? It was Dodie. I was like, wow. I left all my friends. Come on, somebody, I met my best friend. Hey, come on, get connected to the right people. Get connected to the family of God. Get connected to the body of Christ. That's where you're going to make your best friends. That's where you're going to survive. That's when the rubber hits the road, those people will be there for you. They'll pray with you in your deepest hour. And they'll celebrate you in your greatest success. They'll be there with you in thick and thin. And that's what we are and want to be here at Mountain View in 2019, to connect in a great way as the body of Christ, as a church of God, as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Can I get an amen out there from somebody? Because what do we have in common? We got hurt in common, but we also have healing in common. We have frustration in common, and we have challenges in common. But you also have in common that if I saw God do it before, I'll see Him do it again. And that's a testimony we all can share with each other about the goodness of God. So whether you're going to connect through bowling or motorcycles or cooking or Bible study or praying for the Holy Spirit to fall in a mighty way or coming together in different teachings, we're going to do it in Jesus' name. Why? Because this next verse says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens another. A friend sharpens another. That's what happens when you connect to God. That's what happens when you connect to the church. See, we don't have enough time to learn everything on our own. I need friends that I can ask questions of. There are so many. Listen, I believe there are, I believe there are some amazing entrepreneurs in this room. You got some ideas. You got some dreams and some visions. But don't just think about them. Get connected to someone who might be able to talk you through it. Get connected to someone who might be able to pray that idea out of you. Turn a good idea into a God idea. Take something that's just a little dream that you're afraid of and get connected and share it to someone who can go, you know what? Here's how I handled that situation. Here's how I got out of debt. Here's how I handled the issue of when my teenage kids were not with the right friends. And yeah, I know mine right now are too, and I'm not sure what to do. Well, hey, let me get together. Let's pray for each other. I'll tell you what I did and what can you do. And let's put our heads together. And most importantly, let's get the God strand weaving it all together. And if when we're connected, we'll see God do some great things. We'll see God move in a great way. And do some things he wasn't able to do before. As iron is sharpening iron, and one man is sharpening another. Let's go to Hebrews, and I'll finish here in a minute. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, says this. He says, let us hold tightly. Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let's hold tightly to that. You know what I need? When I'm going through a challenge, when I have a moment of doubt, I need to hold tightly to the promises of God. I need to be encouraged that what may come this year, and some things will come, that will tempt your faith to waver, right? I mean, let's be honest here. I'm not going to ask you what it was, but if you made a New Year's resolution, raise your hand. New Year's resolution, anybody? Like, wow, you guys like think you're perfect? I didn't make one, except this one, just to get connected and get God more connected in my own personal life. But. You know, everybody who makes one, maybe this is why you don't, why maybe you didn't make ones, because you know you won't follow through, right? Like, I'll get the gym membership. Ah, that's a waste of $99. I'm not even going to start. Save my money. Or you're like, you know what? I've tried dieting. I yo-yo all the time. I'm not yo-yoing no more. I'm just going to be what I am. And so you're not going to, whatever. I'm going to work out. And then you buy, gym shoes are $150. I ain't working out. I mean, you know, so, you know, whatever, because you know you'll waver. And so many people don't even do it because they know they're waver. But I want to tell you that when you connect with God's people and when you connect with God, although you might be tempted to waver, you won't, because you're going to be reminded that that God can be trusted to keep his promise. That he can be trusted to keep the thing he promised to do in your life. Praise the Lord. Verse 24. Look at verse 24. Verse 24 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Come on, let us think of ways. Let us think of ways to act. Let us sit down. We're going to give you, I'm not sure exactly how many Connect groups, but there's maybe 8 or 10 to get us started. We're going to give you some ideas and some opportunities for you to connect. And in a couple of weeks, in fact, next Sunday, if you're already serving, if you're already a servant leader, then next Sunday night, we're going to all connect. Man, we're going to have some good food for free again. We're going to have some fun games again. And we're going to hang out again. And I'm going to say a couple of things again. But it's going to be awesome. And God is going to do some great things. And then the following week, those people who are already chosen to lead these initial groups are going to go through some training to make sure we're all connecting properly and on the same page. And then we're going to launch this thing. And we're going to have a day called Connect Rush, Pastor D. Connect Rush. And those opportunities are going to be out there, and all the information and all the designs that are being worked on, and a chance for you to say, I'm going to choose to connect. Whether it's going to be to play basketball with Pastor D on Saturday morning, or whether it's going to be to do cooking or painting or knitting. Dodie and I, we sat yesterday morning. We were flipping around, just hanging out. I didn't get on my jammies for 3 days, I think. You don't need that picture in your mind. But so we were watching some PBS thing. It was about knitting and crocheting. I'm like, all right, Dodie's starting to get into this crocheting thing. I'm a giver. So I turned it to that channel. And I'm sitting there watching knitting. And I'm going, you want to do that? And it's like these needles. And they had this like little map and all these. And it's just like, and I'm like, I have no idea what that means. Sewing should be simple. Knitting is complicated. I mean, it's like, how in the world? I was like, Dode, are you good for me to change the channel now? She goes, yeah, we're good. Why did I make that point? I don't know. My mind went in the wrong direction right now. But you get it, right? Oh, you get it. All right, you get it. So let us think of, there, here it is. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good deeds. Come on, amen. There it is. We found it. So no matter what it is, let's get connected. Let's be the body of Christ. Get where your best friends are. Get where those who are going to motivate you to good deeds are. That's why I had to leave all my friends. They were not going to motivate me in the direction I was wanting to go. I made a choice. Tough choice. How many people at 18 years old leave every single friend? You're saying, you had some bad friends. That's why you had to do that. And you'd be right. But when I made the choice to do what was right, come on, church, I met my best friend. And when you connect, you meet your best friend. When you connect to God, you'll meet your very best friend. Come on, amen. Tying everything together in 2019. Verse 25, I'll end with this one before I have one more thing to say. Verse 25 says, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now, that the day of his return is drawing near. Church, listen. Are we closer to Jesus' return? Well, sure, we're closer than we've ever been. We're closer than 2,000 years ago. We're closer than 2018. If we're here tomorrow morning, we're another day closer. And the day after that, we're another day closer. But what God wants us to do is, yes, look forward to the coming of our Lord. But while we're here, let's encourage each other. While we're here, let's support each other. Let's be there for each other. And let's not neglect the value of that. In 2019, don't become more busy. Become less busy.
Amen.
And become more busy with the things that actually matter. Become less busy with those things that simply demand time.
Amen.
And become more busy with the things that bless your time, that give value to your time. I believe 2019 is going to be a year where we connect, not only with each other, but more importantly to God in a greater way. If you believe that, can you just give God a good praise today? Come on, just say amen. God is going to do some great, great things. We're excited about it. New day, new things. Now let me just share one more thing. As I was driving to the church this morning, I was just praying about this message. Just in the year, you know, Dodie and I had a couple weeks off, and for us the whole year, we hadn't done it in I think 3 or 4 years. For the first, I think, 17 years of the church, we were never here the last Sunday of the year. But then we were here, but then this year we decided not to because we just wanted to refresh and relax, turn up. We were sick most of the time, but that's all right. And we were together and just, anyway, so as I was driving in this morning, I was just thinking about, you know, how we can be great, right? And how we can be, you know, David, you know, how we can defeat Goliath, you know, how we can, you know, overcome all of the challenges, right? Because we all want to do that. You want to do great things for God. You want your life to count. You want it to matter. You know, and so I was thinking of David and Goliath. As I was thinking about that, God reminded me of how David became the David we now know. And the reason is because just a couple verses earlier, as it's actually 1 Samuel 17, but it's not on the screen because this was just Holy Spirit last minute as I was driving in. And in the verses leading up to that, it says that David would have to go out from the field because a bear would come and steal a sheep. And so we'd have to go out and kill the bear and bring the sheep back. And then a lion would come. And a lion would steal a sheep and go out, and he'd have to leave again, go out and kill the lion and bring the sheep back. And it says about David who killed Goliath that he also killed the lion and the bear. And I was saying, God, help me with this. And God really showed me that we're never going to be Goliath until we first kill the lion and the bear. See, because it's the lion and the bear that's stealing the sheep of your life. It's the lion and the bear that's stealing your family and stealing those things. And we're never going to become the David who kills. Watch this. The lion and the bear was David's enemy. Goliath was God's enemy. David, when he killed Goliath, said, he is God's enemy. But the lion and the bear were David's enemy. The lion and the bear represent the challenges of your life right now that need to be destroyed so that you can become the David. So that you can become the great person that God wants you to be and that you want to be. So that you can be victorious in 2019. You're going to have to first kill a lion and you're going to first have to kill a bear. What does that represent to you? Let the Holy Spirit say. But I'll bet it has something to do with thoughts that need to change. I'll bet it has something to do with some addictions that you need to get under your feet. Some habits that need to change. Some ways of doing life that need to change. And in 2019, if we can, through God's help, kill the lion, kill the bear, be done with it, let's become the David Goliath killers that God wants us to become as part of the family of God. Can somebody say amen here today? Now listen, stand up with me. Come on, stand up. Sing from the beginning. Watch this. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to end this first service of the year. We're going to end singing about how God is the greatest overcomer. But listen, every head bowed, every eye closed. Pastor, I have a lion I need to kill, and I have a bear I need to kill. I'm going to take those steps with God's strength, and I will overcome. And in 2019, that bear will be dead. And in 2019, that lion, those things that have been controlling me, have been ruining me. And I take authority over the lion and the bear, beginning now, in Jesus' name. If that's you, you got a bear need to be killed, a lion need to be killed, raise your hand. Come on, real quick. Raise your hand. Lions and bears need to die. They need to die. They are stealing your sheep. They are stealing your life. Lots of hands. Go ahead and put them down. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come in agreement with every hand that every lion is defeated in Jesus' name, that every bear is defeated.